Alright, so I thought I'd go ahead and take a stab at Miss Clutchy's questions about like why we post on GWA. I started posting honestly it was probably a month ago, which actually seems kind of insane. But I don't know, I've always been this very sexual person, and I honestly, when I found out about GWA and I started listening to it, well, I mean, if there's a way for me to get sexy and not have people staring at me, I mean, I'm pretty much gonna do it. So yeah, basically I was a lurker for like 2 minutes. It was enticing. I don't know. And then, what motivates you to post audios? So I guess my motivation really changed, as I was going on, because I figured out a little bit more why I'm doing it, and what is in my head and what, all that fun stuff. So I originally was motivated by the fact that I wanted to become one of you cool people, and I wanted to be a cool kid, but now it's really the fact that a lot of my relationships have ended because of the fact that I've been so sexual and so forthcoming about my sexuality, that it either, one, pushes them away, two, draws them nearer, but then they don't take the time to get to know me as a person outside of those sexual desires, if that makes any sense. So yeah, I mean, it's, I'm motivated because I kind of want to, like, fill that sexualness that I need. And hopefully, maybe that'll help me in my next relationship? I don't know. What or when did you first think of posting audios? I had never thought about it before. I had actually thought about, and don't judge me, I had thought about camming before, only because, you know, it's good money, and there is a market out there for disabled porn stars, that I don't think is being met, so it's a niche market. So that's what I thought about, you know, camming. But when I actually started listening to GWA, I realized that a lot of the stuff that I get off on is the audio of like a video or something. A lot of times I don't even pay attention to what's going on. It's just, you know, the sounds and how they're sounding. Because a lot of porn stars just sound really bad. And then you're like, oh, that orgasm is fake. And just kind of makes you sad. Yeah, so I love GWA. I really do. I think it's fun, and you get to express yourself, and, honestly, I've been learning a lot about editing that is freaking amazing, and it's something that you could definitely use in your real life, but, I mean, you couldn't use the stuff that we're editing as, like, I don't know what I'm saying. Sorry. Yeah, and I already took an Ambien, so whatever. But yeah, GWA really, really is amazing. They really are. Or it they are. Yeah, it is. Haha. But yeah, also, can I go ahead and on this post also, not on this post, but Miss posted something about homemade sex toys. And I just want to go ahead and do these at the same time. But so I've been masturbating since I was a young child, probably like 11 or 12. And the homemade tool, or the homemade, not really homemade, but just random sporadic everyday tools that I used to get off on, those are very interesting. Okay, so I had a, when I was 11, I got a Mr. Potato Head massager. It was me and my sisters. I started using it as a vibrator, which was not really cool because then she'd be like, "Oh, why does this smell weird?" Yeah, seriously. Bitch. Bitch, sister. And then I, after that died, I went on to, let me see. So I always use the shower head, like the massage shower head. Use that like when I was like 13. When I got more on my own, I used things like an electric toothbrush, taking out the toothbrush, and just put that on your clit as it vibrates, whatever. Awesome. And then I had another electric razor where I could take off the top, and there were like two little prongs, and I used that on my clit. Yeah, the masturbation from earlier age was clit focused. I was never a huge fan of like fingering myself and that type of stuff. But as time has gone on, I've been able to appreciate that sensation. Yeah, and so in that I've used like a cucumber, and I used a magic marker once. Damn. And then I also had, like, one Christmas, my dad got me this, like, car back massager. So it's like you just put it on your back seat, or put it on, you know, the back of your seat, the back of your seat, sorry. And it has two little, you know, things in it that vibrate. Yeah, I used to totally sit on that and get off. Well, it's probably why I like the Sibian, or god damn it, the Hitachi. Very, very similar, those strong sensations. Yeah, so I've used a lot of things homemade wise. I don't think that, I mean, I own toys now, but they're not homemade. But I guess that's it, guys. Sorry, it's bedtime. Sleep well, everybody.